Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
The Jimmy Smith Show, yo! And another nail biter, 34-31. You got a trot out number 9. Kick that field goal with time running out in overtime. Jimmy, would that have been a tie if overtime had ended and the score was locked at 31? That would have been a tie, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Oh.
So thank God he hit that.
No doubt. And there was no doubt. Justin Tucker knew somehow. He said the crowd was going crazy. He could just feel that he was going to knock it through. It was a little towards that upright for my liking, but it still, boy, the Vikings walked off the field deflated. You guys should spot everybody 17-3.
No, that's a it's hard to play from behind like that, but it definitely puts our back to the wall, and it seems like it kind of somewhat brings out the better in our team.
Seems to be the thing now that the Ravens do, because I saw early on 6-3 Ravens were down, and I'm like, nah, they'll come back. That's what they do.
Hey, 17-3 in the third quarter, it was crazy, and then Lamar had 400 yards of offense on his own. Let me just ask you, Jimmy, do you ever sit back and say to yourself, I'm watching a Hall of Famer, I'm watching history running around out there on the field, doing things nobody else has done?
He really puts the offense on his back. Really, our whole team on his back.
And to throw the touchdowns, there's some stat that he's the only one that's done it multiple times. It might be 3 touchdowns and 100 yards rushing. He's the only quarterback in history. When you say only quarterback in history, that's a long-ass time. For the NFL, that's over 100 years. So it's just funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks that run.
Yeah.
It's not like he's the only one that ever ran. It's just he's the only one that runs the ball the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys don't have much time to sit back and count your blessings, because you got this Thursday game coming up. So we'll talk about that coming up. We also got to go back and mention the Bengals, Jimmy, if you're cool with that too.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, back live with number 22. The Ravens go into the bye week, and they're in second place. Come out of the bye week, they're in first place. The Bengals just lost 2 in a row. So, Jimmy, what happened in the Bengals game? Did you guys underestimate them, or was this their day?
I think it was just their day. I think that was our worst day. Our slow start, obviously, in the last few games, that never helped us to get a rhythm going, a momentum going. But I think that lead, I mean, that score is kind of misleading. 2 touchdowns at the end of the game were, you know, kind of the backbreakers. But I feel like we just need another crack at them.
And John Harbaugh said it's a week-to-week league, and he wasn't kidding around, because – the Bengals lost to the Jets, and then they lost again this week. They're now 5-4. They've dropped back a little bit. But really, it's you guys. You can't look past Miami. They're sitting right there. You don't want to slip up.
No, this is the NFL, like you said, week to week. And that's why the whole any given Sunday mantra really exists, because any given Sunday, anybody could beat anybody. I mean, as you see, Jacksonville beating the Bills, and, you know, the Bengals going – getting beat by the Browns, how they beat us at home. So it's just week to week, you got to be at your best.
Absolutely. So, Jimmy, I mean, I know it's a quick turnaround, but you did have a nice week off. Did that help at all? Where'd you guys end up going? Did you go to the, what were we saying, the Dutch Wonderland with your kids?
No, I stayed home with the family. Father-in-law was in town, so we just relaxed at the house watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. All right, well.
Although with little kids, I know that's not always relaxing.
Right.
You sometimes can't wait. Thank God it's Monday kind of vibe. Can't wait to get back to work.
Grandpa.
And relax.
It's the Jimmy Smith Show on 98 All Rock, right. The flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens.
Ah! It's the Jimmy Smith Show, back with a W, just the way we like it. It's been a couple weeks since we've talked to you, Jimmy. And, okay, wait. So we haven't discussed Halloween. I know you said you have 3 little ones, and they usually do something in your neighborhood. Did you get to go out and about on the day of?
Yeah, we actually went to a friend's party, a little Halloween party, and then trick-or-treated in their neighborhood over in, like, Roland Park area. So it was really nice.
Thanks. Oh, I love that area. Did you dress up?
People, yeah. Unfortunately, my lady makes me dress up, so we all dressed up as Power Rangers this year.
Ah, we have to see pictures.
Jimmy, you seem like you're reluctant, but you're a good sport. You'll go along. You'll play the game, won't you? You'll get involved.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't want to get frowned at by the old lady.
He knows. He knows.
Sounds like she's got a lot of clout. She's. I'm not going to say she wears the pants. I don't. I've never met her, but just listening to you over the last 6-8 weeks or so, she carries a lot of weight.
She does. She does. She runs the house.
It's a big job.
I love it.
Yes.
I mean, it makes life easier. I just had to put on a little onesie Power Rangers suit for a few hours and walk around in the cold. But, you know, no biggie.
That's and cool. Eat candy. I mean, you know, in my mind, pro athlete.
I'd go to his house first.
You don't need to do anything. Like, you don't need to. You could eat whatever you want, in my mind. But I'm sure that's not the case, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely not the case. Everybody's metabolism is not the same. If I eat whatever I want, I will get big quickly. Some people can eat whatever they want and never get big.
What's your favorite candy bar, Jimmy?
Snickers.
Snickers, straight up. Didn't even hesitate. What do you know about a Take Five? People sleep on the Take Five. It's got pretzels and everything.
I agree with you. I think people do sleep on it, but it was a late comer to the candy bar world.
He knows his candy bars. And, I saw some of you. That's your show. That's a good show, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you on Netflix or wherever it was. I saw some of it as well, and it does have a big Dexter vibe.
It's dark.
It definitely, yeah. Dexter's supposed to be coming out again, I believe.
That's right. I know.
For those that don't know, Jimmy is the go-to for TV shows, movies on the team. Anything you want to spotlight that's on your radar right now that we should know about?
Can't even think of the name right now. Drawing a blank.
Okay. Have you watched, you know what, I just watched Colin in Black and White about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is exactly what I watched.
I loved it. Yeah, what'd you think?
I didn't know a lot about his upbringing at all. I didn't know he was adopted.
Me neither.
So kind of some of the stuff that was happening kind of, you know, threw me off a little bit when the show started, with his mom particularly.
Mm-hmm. His parents are white.
The baby, but
adopted.
I thought. Well, she had a baby by a black man.
That's what I thought.
That's what everybody. Colin probably thought that for a while.
Yeah, I had to Google it to see, like, why would she act that way if she likes black guys? But it didn't make sense a little bit later on.
It is quite a story. Yeah, that was a great one with Nick Offerman as well. It was so good. Mary Louise Parker, and I love whoever played Colin. Oh, that little boy. He's so talented.
We'll come back and find out who plays Jimmy in the Jimmy Smith story. Straight ahead, the Jimmy Smith Show. Jimmy Smith, number 22. Ravens are now 6-2 atop the AFC North. Pittsburgh and Chicago play tonight, but it doesn't matter. Because right now we're going to find out who plays Jimmy in the movie version of the Jimmy Smith story.
You know, the kid from Ballers.
You got to give a name, Jimmy.
I think of his name.
Now, is this because of you feel like he looks like you, or is there something else?
Yeah, just looks.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Look-wise, Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? That's somebody we all at least know. We can pull up the kid from Ballers.
Is it Donovan? Let's see.
I can't think of his name. London. He played Flash. He played the Flash character, Brandon Brown.
Oh, London Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
London.
Yep, I got it. Yep.
Let me see. Does it look like him?
Approved. I pulled away.
Oh, yeah, that's you. That's
okay.
Cool.
We've got your actor, the Jimmy Smith, and it'll end with you dressed up as a Power Ranger walking around with your family.
Hey, Jimmy, how tough is that quick turnaround from playing Sunday until about 4 o'clock, 4:15 or so, and then Thursday night at 8:30? That's quick.
I'm sure it's a lot tougher for the vet, but everybody's body, so you need to start recovering like immediately after the game, especially with fluid, getting food in your system. And then, you know, we got late practice tonight, so, you know, we got to get our sleep, try to get as much studying in as possible, but rest is more important than pretty much everything, trying to get your body back in time for a Thursday night.
You're not a cold tub guy. Didn't we determine that?
I am not a cold tub guy.
Are there guys that you
There's no science behind it. There's no real science behind cold tub to say that it really works and does anything besides freeze your legs.
Oh, interesting. You must have like a kick-ass mattress, though. You know what I mean? Like to get your sleep. This is in my mind. Pro athletes just have like premium setups for their whole recovery, right?
No,
you're bursting all my bubbles.
I have a sleep number bed that comes with two toddlers in it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no sleep training, huh? You didn't do the sleep training.
I got feet all in my face and feet in my back.
So what do you see? You probably haven't had a chance to even look at Miami, so I'm not going to ask you. It was Jacoby Brissett yesterday. Could be Tua on Thursday, but anybody's dangerous in this league. They just beat Houston.
Yeah, I did actually take a little peek at him this morning.
And?
I know they run a lot of Tiger personnel, but Gesicki is one of their guys. The running back looked. I mean, they look good. I mean, like every other NFL team, just got to figure out, you know, really go through the games and see what it is that how they're losing games or what their flaws are.
Hey, will some of the players take their honeys down to Florida since you're going to South Beach?
I'm sure a lot of wives might try to get down to that game. We always travel pretty good to Miami for whatever reason. We're louder than their fans there every time I've played there.
My friend's going, so.
Yeah, that's a fun trip. We'll support you there.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
Go down there. Let's do a fish fry. Take the Dolphins down.
I want to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
The Ben Garner home team, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for coming through, moving some homes. And Jimmy, much success down in Florida.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We believe in you. All right. Hopefully talk to you again next week.